Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Leviticus, chapter 10. Leviticus, chapter 10. There's a precious lesson that we all need to hear and learn afresh. A lesson that deals with approaching God, or the attempt to approach God, and if not accomplished in God's way, by God's priest, the consequences are fatal. Now, I want us to understand that we're reading something that took place hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But the truth of this event right here is as relevant today as it was right then. God doesn't change. So I pray that the Lord be pleased to teach us something of our need of approaching Him only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 to 3. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which He commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Now there were two boys, two brothers, sons of Aaron. They were priests themselves, but they were not the high priest. Aaron, their daddy, was the high priest. And they attempted to approach God in a way that the Scripture commands, or says, that God had not commanded. They tried to approach God in a way that was unacceptable. And the trial was quick. The verdict was sure. And the execution of justice was final. The Scripture says they died before the Lord. Now I want us to notice something. These boys had a godly father. I said Aaron was their daddy. Moses was their uncle. And they had been trained up in the way of the Lord, the admonition of the Lord. But here's what we need to understand. Salvation is not by blood. That's what John 1 declares. Not by blood, not by the will of the flesh, not by the will of man, but of God. These boys, though their daddy was a man that knew God, their uncle was a man that knew God, their aunt Miriam knew God, but these boys, obviously, didn't know God. And so, again, it's not by natural generation of parents, except a man be born from above, he'll not see the kingdom of God. Now let's just consider, what did they do? What was the crime And that's what it was. It was a sin against God. The crime that these boys committed, actually, it was twofold. And it says that Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire and put incense and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Here's what had happened. First of all, the infraction was they did something that they had no right to do. They offered strange fire before the Lord. And though they were priests, they were not the high priest. Aaron was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And only the high priest, let me show you that, had the right to do what these boys did. Hold your place right there. Turn over to Exodus. Genesis, Exodus, Exodus 30. And look at verse 1, verse 3, and verse 7. Exodus chapter 30. Verse 1, and thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon, of shittim wood shalt thou make it. Here was an altar of incense. And the scripture says that it was to be made out of this incorruptible wood. Verse 3 says, thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof, and the sides thereof, round about, and the horns thereof, and thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. Look at verse 7. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning when he dresseth the lamps. He shall burn incense upon it. Now who did God say could burn incense on that altar of incense? Who could do that? Aaron could do it. Again, this burning of incense is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ in His merit approaching God, and that sweet savor of obedience and life. Aaron could do it. Look, hold your place still in Leviticus chapter 10 where we are, and look at Leviticus chapter 16. Leviticus 16. Leviticus 16, verses 11 through 13. The scripture says, and Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within the veil, and he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat, which is upon the testimony, that he die not. So therefore, the crime was, first of all, that these boys assumed that they could do something that they had no right to do. They thought that they could approach God themselves. They assumed or presumed that God would be approached by anyone that so chose to approach God in their own way. And the thing that secondly was criminal is that not only did they think that they could approach God, but the way that they approached God with the elements that they came before God with in that censer, God didn't accept it. The scripture says back in Leviticus chapter 10, it says the sons, Nadab, the sons of Aaron, took either them his censer, put fire therein, put incense thereon, and offered, now listen to this, strange fire before the Lord. Now, what God accepted was what God provided. only that which God provided. Whenever the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross, God accepted Him. The way God would be approached was with fire that God Almighty provided. I want you to look back at Leviticus chapter 10. Look at the one verse before in Leviticus chapter 9, verse 24. Here God's going to accept the sacrifice. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. What fire would God accept? God Almighty was going to accept the fire that He sent upon the burnt offering, upon the brazen altar, which set forth His Son. He accepted what God provided, and only what God provided. Therefore, when these two boys came before God, they had strange fire. Now, what that fire, it was coals, is what it was to be, burning embers. They would be glowing embers from off of that burnt, that brazen altar that set forth the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, where they got those coals, we're not told. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They could have been out with a little campfire. They could have said, here, it's not going to matter. Here, these are good. Let's just use these. Wherever they got them, it was not from where God had set forth that those coals were to be received. They were to be received out of that brazen altar where God's sacrifice set forth the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. These boys presumed. They were presumptuous. They thought God will accept anything. God will... I've heard this all my life. Just, you know, it doesn't matter where you go. Just go somewhere. Go to church. It doesn't matter. We're all working for the same thing. My friend, no. No. We're not. Almighty God has set forth what He's going to accept. And He's going to accept His Son. And only His Son. And He's not going to accept me or you outside of His Son. That's what these boys thought. They thought, I can come before God and I can please God in any way I choose. Listen to what David said. Psalm 19:13. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. I looked up. You can look in your Bible. I'll tell you what that word presumptuous means. High-handed. Keep me back from lifting my hand up before God and thinking that God's going to accept me on my own merit. That's what these boys did. The Scripture sets forth that presumptuous sins, God's going to deal with them. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 15. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Numbers 15. Numbers 15, verses 27 through 31. If any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering. The priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sinneth ignorantly. When he sinneth by ignorance before the Lord to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. Ye shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourneth there. But the soul that doth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproacheth the Lord. That soul shall be cut off from among his people because he hath despised the word of the Lord and hath broken his commandment. That soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. Listen, what is he saying? A man, all of us are sinners
ignorantly.
We don't realize the depth of our sin. All God's people are the first to admit, I don't know the depth of what I am, but I know this, I am a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I know that. If we say we have no sin, you know, we're calling God a liar. Because we are sinners. But I don't want to presume that I can come before God in my own merit. Presumptuous. That is the very heart of all false religion. That I can approach God in my work, in my will, in my decision, in my baptism, in my whatever. Strange fire. What is strange fire today? It's thinking that I can approach God when I want to and how I want to. That's strange fire. It is the thought, the proclamation that man is not dead in his sins. That man has a free will. That God is wanting to save all men if they'll let Him. Almighty God doeth as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth. And nobody stays there. Nobody. Someone come before God thinking, I'm going to approach God this way. Someone says, well, like this person I was talking to, well, the way I see it. I think I can so and so and so and so. I think, I don't believe this. I said, this book declares that it's so. Well, that's just not the way I see it. Listen, this is the word of the Lord. Presumptuous sin, this is what they did, is to raise one's hand in self-will against God's word, to despise that which the Lord has set forth. Almighty God has set forth that there is a way that He'll be approached. Nadab and Abihu, they either took their censer and they put strange fire thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which He commanded them not. Here's another lesson. God knows. God knows. This young man told me, he said, I've done the best I could. I've done the best I could. I told him, I said, that ain't good enough. It ain't good enough. I said, let me tell you what God's going to accept. God's going to accept absolute holiness. You try to come before God in less than absolute holiness. How good does a man or woman have to be accepted of God? You have to be as holy as God. You say, well, I can't do that. I said, I agree with you. I can't either. That's why I need a priest. I need a high priest. Aaron was the one that God was going to accept. He was the picture of His blessed Son. These boys come up here, you try to bypass the accepted priest of God, you try to bypass the Lord Jesus Christ. These boys took that censer and they put fire, who knows where they got it. They were so disrespectful. And they put incense on that and they approached God with strange fire and God killed them. God killed them. These boys, Scripture says, they died before the Lord. Verse 2, there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. You know, there's a precious truth that is taught about dying in the Lord. Revelation 14:13, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. But let me tell you what these boys did. Again, I told you they were priests. They had on all the garb of the priest. They had on the right clothes. They had on the, you know, they looked like priests. You know, they were priests in name. They were, you know. Just imagine now what's going on here. How many are walking, sitting, and listening in religious places today? Somebody says, are you saying that you're the only one that's right? No, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying I want to hear what God has to say. I want to be aligned with what He has to say. I want to know what God Almighty has to say about approaching Him. And I can tell you what I've learned so far. I can learn this. Only the high priest is going to approach Him and be accepted. So I can tell you this. What Nadab and Abihu did in trying to approach God. God forbid that Marvin's name be added to that list. If I try to approach God in a way that is unacceptable, if I try to come before Him without that which glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you what is going to happen to me. God's going to kill me. I'll be everlastingly cast out. These boys had no right. Their daddy had a right. I have no right. My precious great high priest has got a right. So what do? I cast myself upon Him. And I said, Lord, please have mercy on me. Lord, answer for me. Answer in Your merit. In the incense of Your merit and Your blood and Your obedience. Lord, answer with the fire of justice being satisfied in You. Lord, I have no hope outside of You. None. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. These boys died before the Lord. They died before the Lord in judgment. They offered strange fire. And then the Lord said, verse 3, then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified. That word sanctified, that means I will be holy. I will be set apart. I will be declared as the I Am. I'm God and there's none else. I will be sanctified in them that come nigh to me and before all the people. In my approach personally, before God, I can only approach God in the way that God will accept me. And I'm accepted only in the Beloved. To offer strange fire to Him and say I can approach God because I've been baptized? Because I walked down an aisle? Because I came to an altar? I told you an altar. I said, this ain't a altar. This is just carpet. We have one altar. We have one altar. We have one priest and we have one sacrifice, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He was offered on the altar of His cross. The sacrifice was His broken body. And the priest that offered it was the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have one that has satisfied God. And I'm not it. He is. Moses said to Aaron, he said, this is it that the Lord spake. I will be sanctified. I will be set forth as holy. I will be set forth as God that come nigh to me and before all the people. This morning, I before all the people, I'm standing here preaching before you. Preaching what this book's got to say. And I do so with bated breath. God keep me from saying anything but exactly what's written in this book. I don't want to deviate one word. God, forgive me if I do. I don't want to set forth anything. But I want to be truthful. I want to be truthful with you. I want to tell you what Almighty God has to say. Because, again, God knows, 1 Samuel 16:7, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I need His holiness. I need His righteousness. I need my debt put away. Scripture says, blessed are those who are pure in heart. I need Him. I need God to accept me. I will be glorified. I will be honored. And lastly, God's just. God is just. Moses said to Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. I don't doubt for one second that Aaron looked at his two boys, and there they were before the altar of God, the altar of incense. And they were dead. I'm sure he grieved at the sight of his sons lying on the ground. But I can tell you this. The Scripture says he didn't say one word. Why? Because the judge of all the earth doeth right. He's right. He's right. I got kids and grandkids. I say as Paul the Apostle, he said, my heart's desire and prayer to God is that Israel might be saved. I want God to save my kids, my grandkids. I want God to have mercy on everybody. I pray God have mercy on everybody sitting in this room today. I pray God be so. But I can tell you this, I know this, the judge of all the earth is going to do right. You remember what happened when Eli got the news concerning what his two boys had done and that God had killed them? Here's what Eli said. It's the Lord. Let Him do what seemeth Him good. So in conclusion, God shall be approached, but not in self-exalting foolish zeal. He has proclaimed one, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, to be the one in whom He's well pleased. This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. He's well pleased with Him. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, approaches the Father in absolute holiness and honor. He said, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I'm going to be glorified. Only He approaches the Father that way. Self-willed offerings, self-will, self-righteous works have no place in God's worship. The Lord must provide that which He will accept. All those who presumptuously raise their hand in rebellion, sins against Almighty God, shall have no mercy. Nadab and Abihu, and all like them, that man, as he's born in Adam, they heard of Christ, His sufferings, willingly refused to merit His salvation. They refused to bow. They despised His word. And they chose to create some fire that they thought that God would accept. They said in their heart, God will accept me. without Christ, or God will accept me helping Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way. I am the way. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Therefore, God keep me. God keep me. God keep you from approaching God or attempting to approach God anyway outside of the glorious person of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless these words to our heart for God's glory and our good. Amen.